Hello, hello. Here I am a little after 3 in the morning, and you read stories and stuff. I'm Joy Bubbles, your storyteller. Yep, I was talking to my mother in Australia, and but just, I don't know how the subject of powder puffs came up. I was kind of just thinking about them and asking if she had any, and she said, you know, I think I can rustle up a couple of them, maybe. I'll look around here. Well, when she flew in to see me, she comes like every 6 or 8 weeks or so, and when she flew in a couple weeks ago, she said, oh, here's a grocery bag. We were in the hotel, and she said, here, stick your arm down in here. And it was a big old bag, and the whole thing was filled with powder puffs. My arms went way down in there. Well, she picked it up and dumped them all over me, covered my face and everything in different kinds of powder puffs. There was ones, real teeny ones, but there was big ones, like a foot big. I didn't know powder puffs even came that big. Have you ever seen a powder puff? It's like where you have this soft, fluffy thing, and you put the powder on it, and then put the powder on you from the powder that's on the powder puff. I think that's all how it works, anyway. But some of them were star-shaped and round and oval and square, and there was a big heart-shaped one. There was a funny triangle one, too, like with kind of roundy corners. And there was some with satin, and there was some with silk, and I like veal and velvet, sheepskin, really like fleece, and there was some that were sort of like plush. Just all different kinds. I never knew there was that many kind of powder puffs in the world, and we counted them, and there was 37 powder puffs. And it's funny, you know what I was thinking at that moment? Gosh, I wish Kevin was here so I could tell him about this. I miss him. Yep, it was like 97 and 98 that I used to talk to him. He was in Florida with his twin, Jared. And Jared would say, hey, Nivek, and that was Kevin backwards, and Kevin would say, hey, D-Raj. Of course, that was Jared backwards, and they had this real fancy, complicated twin language, too, that would go a mile a minute, it sounded like, or something. I couldn't even begin to kind of understand where one word was and the other word left off or something. And they would talk it real fast, and they actually understood it. And they'd play in this big box. And when I knew them, they were like 6 and 6 and a half, and kind of that age. And they were both very, very bright kids. And they really, really knew each other. Well, Kevin was real sick, and they didn't know how long he would live. And he met this man that became like a friend and mentor. They would talk things about living and dying and life. The man had been a prisoner of war in Vietnam, and he was dying of AIDS. Somehow he had gotten it, I think, during his medical stuff or something, coming back from Vietnam or something. But anyway, they had a lot of deep things to talk about. The man that had been through so much, and